This is GBH's All Things Considered. I'm Arun Roth. For people living with disabilities, finding work isn't always easy. A 2021 report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that the unemployment rate for people with disabilities is about double what it is for those without. One group is working to change that. Since 2008, the UMass Chan Medical School has run the Work Without Limits program, which seeks to connect job candidates with disabilities to inclusive employers. Through a variety of training and consulting opportunities for both job seekers and employers, Work Without Limits advances workplace disability inclusion in Massachusetts and beyond. They're also holding an upcoming career fair for candidates with disabilities on March 7th. Joining me now is Kathy Petkauskas, Director of Work Without Limits and Senior Director of Workplace Equity and Inclusion for Health Consulting at UMass Chan Medical School. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So before we start talking about Work Without Limits, give us a bit of the background. Tell us about the challenges that people with disabilities face when they're looking for employment.
Sure. So thank you so much. And you did a great job putting out some of the statistics. It has been a challenge for people with disabilities historically and for many, many decades now to enter the employment market. And, you know, there are a number of different challenges that people face in trying to get employed. And I would say that one of the biggest challenges, if not the biggest challenge, is stigma. Really stigma, misunderstandings and misconceptions about what people can and cannot do. So sometimes even the word disability sort of conjures up negative connotations. When we think of it, what comes to mind? Sometimes limitations. And I think that sometimes employers focus on what a person's limitations might be or what their disabilities might be. And what Work Without Limits does is to work with employers and educate them, provide them with information and resources that help them really to shift their thinking and their focus to the individual and the skills and the abilities that they bring to the table.
So there's a lot of employers out there that their baseline thinking is that they see or hear disability, they think can't do the job.
I think you're right. I think, you know, we've probably just sort of been trained as a society to, when you think about a person with a disability, you think, well, they can't hear or they can't see or they can't walk. So we're focusing in on that negative value, if you will.
So tell us about it from the employer level. How do you work with businesses to educate them?
Well, the first thing that we do is we have a business network. So organizations join Work Without Limits as a membership association, and we provide them with a, you know, annual slate of programming around education and information, either from ourselves or we bring in other subject matter experts that are partners of ours. And we also have the members, the business members, also share their best practices, their challenges, their successes when it comes to including people with disabilities. So even though some of the companies might be competing in the business market, when it comes to this subject matter, they're actually coming around the table and sharing information with each other so that everybody is succeeding in this arena. We also have training. So companies will engage with us to bring training into their organizations. And this training is geared toward everybody within the organization, from executive level to human resource professionals, diversity and inclusion professionals, frontline managers and supervisors, as well as all associates. So we have a variety of trainings that we provide around disability etiquette, disability awareness, which includes the value proposition for including people with disabilities in your workplaces, as well as interviewing candidates with disabilities, performance management issues. We also partner with other organizations to provide training on neurodiversity in the workplace and mental health in the workplace. And around digital accessibility, we're starting to provide training around that topic as well.
And then at the worker level, for people with disabilities who are facing this job landscape where people have these assumptions, there's often bias against them, what do you do at that end?
Well, that's a great question. So we partner with organizations who provide employment services and supports to people with disabilities. So helping them with their education, their training, and their job search, transition into employment, and career advancement. So we're not providing that direct service. We really focus in on more on the employer side, trying to help to build their capacity. So when one of those organizations come knocking at their door, the employer is ready and received and competent and confident to start partnering with that organization and or to hire the individual into their company. That being said, we do have one distinct service that we provide directly to individuals with disabilities and their family members, and that is called benefits and work incentives counseling. Oftentimes, people with disabilities, while they're not employed, they may be receiving public benefits such as Social Security disability benefits, referred to as SSI and SSDI, you may have heard of them. Or they may be receiving public health insurance like Medicaid and Medicare or subsidized housing. And when they start to work and earn money, their eligibility for those benefits will shift and change. And it's a very complex area actually. And nobody wants their financial stability upset. Nobody likes surprises in that area. So we help people to really understand the rules and regulations of all those public benefit programs, and we help them to make a smooth transition from being reliant on public benefits to working and either having a combination of benefits and work income or just completely transitioning off their benefits into employment.
And Kathy, before you go, tell us about this job fair that's coming up.
Yes, we're very excited. We are having a virtual career fair on Tuesday, March 7th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And this is a career fair that is specifically for people with disabilities, people of, all types of disabilities and backgrounds can attend. There's no fee for the individual or the job seeker. Registration is currently open for employers, to attend as well and to recruit at the career fair. And they also get some training prior to the career fair around disability etiquette and interviewing candidates with disabilities so they can really, leverage the opportunity and make the most of it that day.
Kathy, it's been great speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That's Kathy Patkauskas, Director of Work Without Limits and Senior Director of Workplace Equity and Inclusion at 4Health Consulting at the UMass Chan Medical School. This is GBH's All Things Considered.